Blog Talk Radio.
About those things that will enhance our lives, making us we understand that those things that keep us bound, keep us worried, keep us out of position of accepting and living our full destiny and purpose are not our reality. Good morning and good morning. Happy Tuesday to everyone who has joined us here on Moments of Conversation. I am Marianna Fuller. Thank you so much for joining me. Today we're going to be joined by a guest. His name is Ilya Blakely. He is a CRA mortgage manager at BMO Harris Bank, and he has a bunch of experience, about 13 years of experience. So we're going to wait for him to give us a call in. I know he just texted me and said he was running late. He had a meeting that kind of went over there more than he expected. But we're going to be expecting him on today, reminding everyone that we are here every Tuesday and Thursday at 10:30 a.m. Central, 9:30 a.m. Mountain, which makes that to be 11:30 a.m. on the Eastern Standard Time. So thanks again for joining us here. We're going to be here having conversations that truly transform our lives, transform our thinking, for the better, so that we can share with other people and we can be able to go forward. And you'll learn a little bit more about myself as well as what I do. I will be doing a promotion in the month of March, and we will be doing a promotion in which I am going to be auctioning off, raffling off, as that's what it's called, 30 days of coaching for myself, for your personal life or for your business. So all you have to do, though, is like the Moments of Conversations page, Facebook page. So you just type in Moments of Conversation in Facebook, or you can go through, I think you can go also through my page, Marianna Fuller. But if you like my page, you can also get an opportunity to get 30 days free coaching, either for your business or your personal and or your personal life. It's your 30 days. And so we'll meet and talk on the phones and in via Skype and webcams, et cetera, if we are not in the same area. But just so you know, you will have that opportunity. But you have to go and like the Facebook page. So we're going to take a momentary break, do our normal commercial breaks, and then when we come right back, we'll be joined today by Ilya Blakely. He will be sharing with us about mortgages and about personal banking and how we can continuously go on this journey to stay physically fit. We'll be right back after these words.
Author Marian Afua has written two powerful and thought-provoking books, Not My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, and Seeking Escape, A Conversational Journey to Your True Reality. They both offer therapy for the soul that is filled with empowerment and offer a code of conduct for an enhanced life and longevity. These books are available everywhere books are sold, including Amazon.com and MarianAfuaSpeaks.com. You can also join Marian Afua for moments of conversation on Blog Talk Radio, Tuesday and Thursday mornings, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Marian Afua, Not My Reality, and Seeking Escape. Two books that you don't want to let miss out on your next book club or book conversation. Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Afua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Afua at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. Or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian Afua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life.
All right, we are back here for Moments of Conversations, and we are joined today by someone I'm going to call a new friend of mine or someone that I admire and see the resource that he has available for all of us that are looking to be financially fit and just be able to know and understand and navigate through the financial world when it comes to banking. I am joined today on the phone lines by Ilya Blakely. He's a CRA mortgage manager at the BMO Harris Bank. And he's going to share with us a little bit today in generality and take a few questions and comments from you today on our program about banking and about mortgages.
Good morning, Marian.
Good morning, Ilya. How are you?
I'm great. Busy as usual, but glad to be on the show this morning.
Good. I know your schedule was a little complicated today. I said, what, that is how it is when you are in demand and you're excellent at what you do. Not just good, you're excellent at what you do.
That's good hearing from you. That's good coming from you, Marian. I appreciate it. It means a lot. It really does. Definitely wanted to take the time to speak to your listeners this morning, kind of just give them a gist of what I do here with BMO Harris Bank in Milwaukee. Like Marian said, I'm a CRA mortgage banker. Basically, we do community relations. So we were out here in the community. We meet with organizations to kind of get an idea of what their fiscal needs are and how our bank can help them achieve some of their financial goals, whether it's saving, payrolls, mortgages for, the staff and the company itself, anything banking related is kind of what I take care of. Obviously, my primary role being mortgages and mortgage education for my clients. So, I'm married. Mary will tell you, I'm in the community. I'm everywhere. we're pretty mobile with what we do now outside of the office, and we really look to encourage fiscal literacy for our clients, and not just putting them in a mortgage or putting them in a bank product, but actually educating buyers and educating clients on how they can make their money work for them, you know, and building that that foundation for the future for themselves and their families.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, because we have been talking about all month long the whole idea of how to be financially fit. What does it look like?
Mm-hmm.
How do you actually accomplish that? And I know a lot of us, some of us have chosen to rent. Some of us are looking at purchasing a home. Some of us are in a home and wondering if we can maintain it and keep it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know that you do a lot of financial literacy workshops, and you
mm-hmm.
just recently did one last weekend
mm-hmm.
and have several more coming up. Tell us a little bit about some of the key points that you emphasize in your literacy workshops that my listeners can take out of here on today.
Well, one of the first steps that we do, Marion, it's very plain. We make everything plain for our clients. Probably the simplest thing, I know it sounds very simple and maybe not as easy as it sounds, but being able to pay your bills on time. The ability to pay is one thing, but the ability to pay on time is another. It kind of is what differentiates, you know, someone who is, you know, a little more, you know, responsible with on how they do things, and versus a person who's, I will pay a little bit here, a little bit there. Those people tend fiscally to lag behind those people who make the sacrifice each month to say, you know what, honey, we can't go out to the movies, we can't go out to dinner this week, we'll go ahead and pay our bills on time. And then at a later date, these are the people who are able to get, you know, the higher credit card amounts, who are able to take out loans when they need them, and then can really enjoy life down the line because they're in a better fiscal situation. So sometimes it's just that simple, Mary, as being able to pay, not only pay your bills, but pay them on time. It's a very, very key item for people, and I tell them that, you know, sometimes you have to sacrifice. You know, if you sacrifice today, there are going to be greater rewards in the future. You know, a little bit of save today goes a long way tomorrow. I'm a student of that. I encourage people to save. I encourage people to, like I say, pay their bills on time so they can get that good credit rating. So if you do need to buy a car in the future, or buy a house in the future, you're going to take advantage of the best rates, the best offers that are out there. We always complain that we don't qualify for this or that or the other, but these are things that we've done to ourselves simply because mm-hmm. we weren't paying our bills on time. So if we can get just in the habit of everything within the 30 days, even if you have a bill that's due on the 10th, as long as you get it in by the 30th, it doesn't show negatively on your credit report. You don't have a one times 30-day late, and even though it's a couple weeks late, you may pay a $10 or $20 late fee with that particular company, but it does not show late on your credit report, and that's the important part, is not getting that 30-day late. You know, because you're going to want something. The older you get, you're going to want a house, you're going to want a car, you're going to want credit cards, you're going to want these things that are part of your grown-up kit, as I call it. You know, these are things once you reach a certain age you should have in place. And if not, you may want to get with someone, a professional who can sit down with you and kind of go over your finances and say, hey, if you cut corners here, there, and there, you're going to be back on the path to that fiscal responsibility in no time. It just takes a little bit of sacrifice, Mary.
Absolutely. You know, we spoke about that on the last program. I talked about, you know, how you actually get into the habit. I learned something today. I may have been aware of it, but I wasn't certain of it, or maybe it wasn't in the forefront of my mind. Pay on time. And knowing that as long as you get in that 30-day period, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's a key point, because I talked about myself personally, how we were able to secure some things because I was able to sacrifice and take away some little luxuries that I realized.
Absolutely.
5-10 minutes more in the daytime just to do and avoid paying the money to a outside food vendor or something like that.
Absolutely. I've got my lunch in the refrigerator right now.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
That's right.
It takes time and training, but it can be done. I want to remind callers, our line is 646-378-1135. You can get in and speak directly to Ilya and ask him questions. Make a comment on today regarding the program topic or another topic for myself as well. I'm going to try to reserve the last 5 minutes of the program for our normal one-on-one coaching that I normally do on the program. So you won't say, oh, you forgot us today, but I won't. And if we have to, I will extend the program about 15 minutes if we need to. But it's such an important issue right now to learn about how to handle your finances.
Absolutely.
Now, I know you work for a bank, and I know you work for BMO Harris Bank, but I want to ask you, what about these bank fees? I mean, when I'm looking, I mean, why should I put my money in a bank, Ilya? Why should I build a relationship with a financial institution?
Well, probably the main reason you're going to want to put your money or build a relationship with any financial institution is that, once again, like I said earlier, at some point of your life, you're going to need credit extended to you, whether it's for a vehicle, home, credit card, or just a loan to add on to your home or an emergency where you may need $5,000 for XYZ. That's an emergency. So you're going to have to have a relationship with some financial institution who will extend you those monies up front. So that's the real reason why today in America we should even still be looking towards financial institutions for some sort of a security blanket, so to speak. We all know in the past few years what's been going on in the market. The banking industry took a hit with its reputation with the, you know, the down surge that everything that we took on since 2008, you know, with the market falling and failing us, so to speak. And the larger banks throughout America had a very large hand in that. So people's perception of the banking industry at this point in time is not the strongest. There's not a lot of confidence. So that's one of the things that here at BMO we try to do is rebuild that confidence in our people, in our clients, and people who we want to become our clients. Because you're going to need that extension of credit eventually. Like I said, you can't pay cash. The days of paying cash for things like our parents or grandparents may have done years ago, those days are over because it takes 3 to 4 times the amount of cash than it was 40, 50 years ago. So you will need that extension of credit. And it's not so much even having the faith or in banking itself, but kind of having faith in the market. The market is going to be here. You're either going to be a part of it, or you're going to fall by the wayside and let all opportunities pass you by as a consumer. So the smart consumer says, "Well, you know what? I'm going to need this relationship. I might as well start establishing something with just one lending institution, one bank right now, so that you know if it's 10 years down the line, hey, I've been with you for 10 years. We make deposits. We got this and that with your bank. We've got a CD. We have a Roth IRA with you guys. No problem, Mr. Jones. You're welcome to come in and take a $20,000 loan now, or line of credit, and we'll extend you that, sir." So these are the things that people are going to need because life happens, Marion. And sometimes we just don't have the cash on hand to take care of some of these emergencies. So
absolutely.
You know, you're going to need that.
You know, as you were speaking, I was thinking about, they want me to have these bank accounts, but what about all these fees? I mean, I'm trying to save. I'm trying to develop
Absolutely.
But what about bank fees? I mean, what should I be looking for? What should listeners be looking for?
Well see, that's the beauty. That's the beauty of banks now is that the competition is more fierce than ever. So you have banks that have, you know, $0 checking accounts. These are what our clients and our listeners should be looking for right now, searching for banks that have a $5 minimum, you know, amount that you have to keep in your account, $0 accounts, 0% credit cards. I'm the master, as I consider myself, one of the master of no-interest credit cards. I don't like to carry a balance on credit cards. I'll give me a 0% credit card. When that one's done and they're going to start charging me interest, I'll close it out and I'll get me another 0% credit card. I don't pay interest. I'm not into paying interest, but that's for the more advanced people down the line. We'll get our call, we'll get our listeners in to that level sooner or later, but we want to start at ground floor. And ground floor is simply just being able to start a small savings, you know, and have a little nest egg and build that relationship, like I said previously, with the bank and our lending institution, and look for these special offers. You know, they come in the mail every day. So instead of throwing it away, let's open up that envelope. And if you see 0% or you see a no-interest account, no fees, you want to jump on that. Those are the ones you want to look for. Or go online is a great resource. You know, you can check everything out nowadays. It's right from your laptop or home computer, and just kind of shop right there in the comfort of your own home to see who's got 0% credit cards, who has no minimum balance accounts. These are the things that we've got certain products that cater to what I call my CRA clientele. You know, people who don't, you know, necessarily make six-figure incomes or, you know, things of that nature. So these are products that we have in place for the everyday average person.
And I think that's important to say that, because I think so often we say, well, I don't have a lot of money. And I alluded to a little bit of that last week. It doesn't take a whole lot.
Not take a whole lot. Absolutely. You can start an account. It's funny that you mentioned that, because that's one of the topics I was going to talk about today. It's tax time. How we take these lump sums of cash that we get every year, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 that people get, who probably it'll be their only lump sum that they get this year. So if you know this is going to be your only lump sum, you're still going to work a job every day and get a paycheck every week or every 2 weeks. But as far as just lump sum of money, you need to make this money work for you, where you can say, wow, 5 years from now, I'm still spending my tax return money from 2013. You know, you take a small portion of that. You have a child right now. As an example, Mary, and I'll make it brief. If you have a child right now who's 2 or 3 years old, okay, that child, if you take $1,000 out of your tax return money and contribute $25 a month until that child is 17 years old, okay, a third of their college education would be, a third to a half, actually, of their college education would be paid for. This is four-year university we're talking about, just through a conventional Roth IRA, okay? And once again, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just a student of finances. So, you know, for any other further details, I've got some great financial advisors that I can connect your listeners and yourself with. But if you just take $1,000 right now and put it into an IRA that matures in another 15 years, that child will have a nice piece of savings ready to go. College wouldn't even be a problem. You know, almost half of college would be paid for. And if that child chose not to go to college, then you would be giving that child a leg up in life that otherwise wouldn't have been there. Off of a $1,000 investment, $25 a month coming directly out of your paycheck every 2 weeks. That's $50 more a month. Okay, for the next 15 years. At 17, college is done, or if they're not going to school, they already got the nice down payment on the house, they've got a car, you know, nice down payment on the car, whatever the case may be, but you're giving that child a nest egg for the future, you know, off of a $1,000 investment. You know, that's it. So
absolutely.
I tell people it does not take a lot of money. Instead of going out today or whenever you get your tax return and buying a new living room set that you don't need because you just bought one last year with your tax returns, you know, instead. Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's take that money and invest.
So what I'm hearing you say then is that it really is about, you know, being a involved and thorough researcher to get the best opportunity
Absolutely.
For yourself.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's it, Mary.
Absolutely. So, I mean, and that's what I think that people have to understand. I have one question from the chat room, and it just says, they said, no, the question was answered. They're fine. Okay. All right. Thanks,
okay,
thanks for that, Twin Flame. Okay, so, yeah, so we're gonna take a momentary break. We've been talking for a while. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. If you have a question or comment, 646-378-1135, or you can type it in the chat room. Be happy for that. And you can talk to Ilya Blakely from the BMO Harris Bank. He is a community relations mortgage manager over at BMO, and he does financial literacy workshops and trainings throughout the community. If you want to talk to him, and then when we come back, Ilya, I'm going to have you give out your information in case someone wants to follow with you later on. We got about 5 to 6
Love
minutes
you.
Left in the program. Okay, we'll be right back after this.
Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marion Ifua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marion Ifua at 480-269-1038, 480-269-1038, or by visiting ifuaspeaks.com, EFUASpeaks.com. Marion Ifua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life.
And we are back on this morning. Thanks again for joining us. We are joined today by a guest today from the BMO Harris Bank, Mr. Ilya Blakely. We are honored that you are here on today. Thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule.
Well, thank you for having me.
And he's been sharing today. I mean, I have some key things I'm going to just summarize because we're going to be coming. And, again, reminding you, if you're on the phone lines, you need to press 1. I am not opening up all the phone lines today. We had a lot of feedback last time, and so if you have a question you want to ask or a comment, you have to press 1. And if you're in the chat room, chat your questions in as Twin Flame did earlier. And if you are a guest, you need to sign in or call in order for me to hear your question. So with that, Ilya, I want to say some things that I heard you say today, and that is that we need to pay our bills on time, even if we go past the due date, do it within the 30-day period so that we don't get that late pay on our credit bureau.
Absolutely.
Making sure that we sacrifice and we save a little today to ensure a better tomorrow, which is kind of one of my slogans.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
That we monitor, you know, and prepare ourselves to have a quality credit rating. And really just working, you know, be a conscientious consumer. As you said, shop around and take the best offers that allow us to get the maximum potential in building a relationship with the financial institution.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sum it up?
That sums it up, man. That's perfect. You're a
fast
learner.
I like it. Yeah, I enjoy that. No, I just think it's so – sometimes we just kind of need those bullet points in our head to go back and just
absolutely.
Think, wow. So I want to thank you for that. How can people contact you, Ilya?
Well, it's really easy. I'm going to give everyone my direct line here. Once again, CRA mortgage banker with BMO Harris Bank here in Milwaukee. I can be reached at 414-265-6223. Once again, that number is 414-265-6223, BMO Harris Bank, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Ilya Blakely, CRA mortgage banker. Or you can check me out or email me, ilya.blakely@harrisbank.com. Once again, that's ilya.blakely@harrisbank.com for any email inquiries that you guys would want to send me, or any questions, you can just email them right to me, and I'll be happy to send them right back.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And, you know, I want to tell you, I thank you so much for being part of the segment on this morning. It was an honor and a pleasure to have
my pleasure,
you here.
Pleasure's
for
all
this
mine.
Portion. And as I said, our goal is to be financially fit here, because we talk about being fit on our spiritual level, on our empowerment levels, but we also know that if we don't have the natural finances together, it will not matter much to us. So thanks again for joining us here in this segment, taking time out of your busy day. For those of you on the line, we're going to go into part 2 segment, which is going to be our spiritual empowerment coaching session. So just stay on the line. We'll be right with you after these words. Thanks again, Ilya, and continue having an awesome day.
Oh, thank you, Mary. You guys have a wonderful day out there. Remember to stay fiscally responsible.
Thank you so much. And we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, and we are back here on Moments of Conversations. That was Ilya Blakely joining us from the BMO Harris Bank, talking about being financially responsible and being financially fit, how we can do that. And so we want to thank everybody who joined us on today. If you don't have a question or comment for me, I will be wrapping up the program on tonight, on this morning, I should say. Ooh, I'm so used to working at night. But we're going to be making sure that we get things going. I pray that this was an opportunity for you to understand, to get into transformation of your life. Understanding the transformation begins first within yourself, and then begins to manifest itself outwardly as you go forward. So when things begin to crowd you, overwhelm you, make you feel as if you just can't do it anymore, stop. Take in a deep breath and realize that it's not the end of the road. Identify the opportunities and possibilities that are surrounding you. That's right. And join us again here on Thursday, here for Moments of Conversation. And we are back. We are back here on the program on today, and we will be talking today. I wanted to take this moment out to share with us into the second half of our program and talk a little bit about how we can really get into the transformation of ourselves. As I said, if you like our Moments of Conversation page on Facebook, you will be able to get an opportunity to have 30 days of business or life coaching by myself. And you can get it for free. That value is over $1,500 because what it does is it allows us to sit down and have some strategy sessions and look at some goals and create some goals for your business and for yourself. So if you want to do that, all you have to do is go to Facebook page and you have to like our transformation, our Moments of Conversation with Mary Nafua page on Facebook, and you can do that and you can become part of the auction or the drawing that will allow you the opportunity for the month of March. It will happen on March 1st. The sessions will begin the second week of March and go all the way into April, and then you'll be able to get that service. So, again, we thank Ilya Blakely for joining us on today. And we will indeed remember to be financially responsible. Remember that we are going to also be here on Thursday by the Wisconsin Women Business Initiative Corporation. And, yes, even though it's for women, you will learn a lot of information about your business and how to set it up for a sound business opportunity, because that is part of it. I often tell you, and I just said it, it doesn't matter how spiritually astute you are. It doesn't matter about your faith. It's not about faith. It's about what you can manifest, how you can take what you know spiritually to be sound and available and make it manifest in the natural. And that means making good decisions and being able to come forward into your true purpose of wealth and prosperity, also in the natural. So I want to invite you all to join us again on Thursday, same time, same place here on Moments of Conversation. Thanks again for joining us on today, and we will talk to you again real soon.